This is a press conference podcast from Jayhawkslant.com.
I'm really right here in our home community. Lots of things that have gone on over the last, 10 or 12 days since I've seen this. So, man, just lots of thoughts and prayers going out to those folks that need it. And wanted to make sure we made mention of that. We're coming off of a bye week. Last week was really good for a lot of reasons for us. Obviously, you get a little time to heal up. It's college football, so it is what it is, and you got an opportunity there to get some guys well that you really needed. So that's good. We should be in pretty good shape coming into this week in terms of that. So availability is going to be good. Probably going to be able to have Shaq back, Shaq Richmond, which is going to be good. We haven't really had his services since, so it was an aiming point to get him back on the field here. So we think we're going to have him back in the secondary for us, which is good. We got some depth back there now, which will be great. Everybody else is doing pretty good. So it was a good week in that regard. Lots of time we spent on self-scout, just looking at ourselves, looking at the things that we're doing schematically, seeing what's working and what's giving us trouble, and maybe some things that we need to throw out, some things that we need to keep in. So not that uncommon for a college football team to do that during a bye week. Also gave us a chance to go back and fundamentally just refocus on literally just the basics of what we need to do better. And really always can be tracked back to fundamentals. You can't spend enough time on that. So we were able to get, 4 days of good fundamental work last week, which was good. The other thing we did was obviously just making sure that everybody was kind of squared away on what exactly their responsibilities were in particular things, and then being able to get a little bit ahead for this week against Texas Tech. So that's what we spent the majority of our bye week on. I think that little recruiting done was out on the road quite a bit with our guys, so that was good to see some of those folks out there. The one thing that I really thought was good was our guys spent a lot of time together this week. I applaud them. They've got great chemistry. It's a very tight-knit football team, which is good. They're excited and ready to get back on the field and close the deal. Close the deal this week. Both these teams, both of us are coming in looking for our first Big 12 win. So it's a big game for both of us. And I know they'll be excited just like we will be. It's homecoming for us. Looking forward to having a great crowd. And it makes a difference when we've got that stadium out there full of Jayhawks. So we're looking forward to great support this week. 11 o'clock start. Get your tailgate started early. Let's get you out there for us. It makes a difference. It makes a difference. A lot of things going on this week with homecoming, but our job is to win the game, so we're going to put a lot of focus, obviously, on that. So we'll get that taken care of. And then just understanding that we're going to be practicing today over here. So if you guys are coming to practice, we're not going to be able to have the grass field. So I want to make that announcement so you know. So let's go to work with some questions. He really reminds me a lot of the same guys he's had. And a lot of that is development, right? But I think he's a transfer, if I'm not mistaken. And I think he came from Iowa, if I'm not mistaken. But he was a very talented guy in high school. And I remember looking at him back in the day. Quick-release guy. You can tell that he's very cerebral. Does a nice job of progressing through the offense. He looks like an air raid quarterback. He's done a nice job. The thing that he does better than I wanted him to do was he moves around the pocket a lot better than I wanted him to do. I didn't want him to be able to do that, but he can do it pretty good. I mean, he gets away from things at times that you're like, how in the world did he get away from that? I mean, he does it better than you and I can do. Kicking game, defensively as well, but obviously offensively. One of the things we did is we went back and compared where we were a year ago at this time, going into this second conference game. And there's a lot of good things, good improvement offensively that we've seen. We've had the ball a lot longer. We've had a ton more first downs. We've doubled our rushing production. As far as our total output of offense, quite a bit more yardage. I think we were 1,412 yards last year. At this time now, we're 1,922 yards offensively. So a lot more first downs, which allows you more plays, allows you to be able to gain more yards. Total off, offense per game, average per game. You know, last year we were sitting at 353 yards a game. Now we're 480. We were 102nd in the country last year. Now we're 23rd in the country. We were 10th in the Big 12 last year. We're 6th in the Big 12 this year. So there's definitely some things that we're improving on. I think the focus for us this year is just trying to figure out what it was that is keeping us from capitalizing on drives and finishing drives. You know, one of the real turning points for me is just looking at our turnover margin. And really, we've actually done a pretty good job of taking care of the football, with the exception of some interceptions. But the difference is we haven't got near as many turnovers. We haven't taken them away. And if we did that, I think that's the difference in averaging 32 a game and averaging 45 a game. So that would be something that can help us. So we spend a lot of time in the bye week creating extra possessions in one way or another. You know, I wasn't sure I was going to like it when I first saw it, but it actually worked out really good. It did, because we got to see Big 12 competition. And there's some things that are synonymous, I think, with the conference that helps you out a little bit. You're seeing a lot of the same body types, which I think is very helpful for us. We were able to get one game under our belt against a very similar offense and really some similar things on defense, which was good. Allowed us to see what we needed to shore up against some of those teams. So I thought that worked out good. Right, you know, they continue to do that. I think the number one thing is just health, getting people back, getting people healthy. That's big. You know, I think it allows you to kind of look inside of your personnel and see if maybe you've got guys maybe in the right spot. Is would he be better spot suited for another spot? Would he be better suited to be right where he's at? We just need to improve his technique where he's at. The bottom line is going to be execution. We've talked to our guys to, you know, at length about the difference for us right now is going to be focus and being able to focus by controlling all of the exterior things that go on in our life. And we focus on academics and football. If those are the only things that we're having to deal with, we're going to be okay focusing and being able to improve our execution, because at the end of the day, it's going to come down to who can execute best. I mean, there's not going to be a play that he's going to run that I'm not going to be familiar with, and there's not going to be one that we're going to run that he's not going to be familiar with. It's going to come down to who can get him ready to play and execute at a higher level. That's what it's going to come down to. Well, I think you got to put some pressure on the quarterback. I think you got to do a really nice job of mixing coverages and making sure that you don't get caught just giving him a good look at your hand. If you give those guys a good look at your hand, it could be a long day. I mean, you've got to do a nice job of disguising and covering guys down and not just giving them easy, quick throws. You know, it's a tough chore, because there's so much that goes on offensively that you've got to be able to be sound in some area, and then you got to rally and live through some other things and not give up points while you're doing it. So it's definitely a challenge. I mean, it's one of those deals where, you know, you watch the tape and you know way too much. You're like, man, that was a good idea. Oh, man, that was good. I mean, I remember we did that against this team. That was pretty good. And you kind of start making a list of things that you're like, man, we got to be prepared to stop this, and then you start realizing that, man, your rules, they've got to just handle it all, right? They have to handle it all. There's got to be some things that you're going to be committed to stopping, and then there's going to have to be some things you live through and be able to get back to what you're committing to stopping, right? Because everybody is going to live on what they do, and they're going to do the same things that they always do. We got to live through some of the tricks, I think, because they do a good job of capitalizing on tricks, formations, things like that. We did, you know, and I really didn't need a lot of time during the bye week to really realize what it was, but it was good to go back and see it again and again and again. And a lot of it is just things that come down to execution and self-infliction. I mean, most starts offensively, you can almost track every one of them back to a mental mistake and a penalty. If we don't do that, we don't have a 5-yard penalty and false start, we're going to wind up scoring some points and getting off of what we think is a quicker start, right? So how do we fix it? What do we do to try to move forward and not let that be an issue again? We started infusing this new thing into our practice called fast start, where right after we get done with a portion of our practice early, we go team session and we see who's ready to play. Well, it's not a whole lot of plays, but we get four or five shots with the ones and twos, and it gives us a chance to figure out who we need to yell at the rest of practice and who's ready to play and who's not. And, I mean, and that's something that we think is starting to get into their minds about the importance of a fast start, who can execute highly at the very beginning, and being ready to play early and not waiting for things to happen. He's fine. Athletically or physically, he's fine. He hasn't had any issues with his leg. We haven't had any actual equipment or training room issues with Thorne. So I think he's in pretty good shape. He played a lot of plays over those three games. So him being able to recover, I think, is going to be helpful for him this week. But he hasn't been hurt. That's not that hasn't been a problem for him. I know some people practice ball security by not talking about it. I just don't believe in that. I mean, I'm just not a believer in that. I subscribe to the great coach, the coach there, Coach Mason, that always says, did you tell him, you know, when he messes up and he doesn't do well, you know, one of his favorite sayings to his coaching staff was, did you tell him? I mean, how'd you expect him to know if he didn't communicate with him, right? So I think that's brilliant. I mean, it's right. You know, we have a very prescribed way of taking care of the football. The good thing is, it hadn't been through fumbling. I mean, we've had problems with, you know, just some unfortunate situations, balls tipping off people's hands. I mean, ball security is everybody's issue as receivers, making sure the balls don't get tipped. It's an offensive lineman by protecting and holding that block as long as he absolutely has to. It's everybody's job and ball security. So, from our standpoint, we feel like that we've improved that our ball security from a fumble standpoint. It's a couple of the interceptions that, you know, he's actually been pretty good. He hadn't thrown it back to the other team. Just, you know, that's been a couple of times. And as we go back and look at it, we've seen that maybe Depp had a problem with that, had something to do with it, where the ball landed. Some of them have just been unlucky deals. You know, the pick six, hey, I'm going to take out because the play is designed well. There's a guy, they do a good job of running the backer off the edge. He's got to get it over the guy. And, you know, we're blocking. Kirk Johnson's got the guy blocked to the sideline. The ball lands right in his belly, and he runs for a touchdown. So that happens, right? It happens from time to time. You hope it don't happen very much, but it does from time to time. And you just got to be able to overcome it. The great thing is Peyton took him right back out there, and he took a seven-point issue and turned it right back into a four-point issue, and that was something we were glad to see. I mean, there's a rule in our rule book that you're not able to simulate the snap on the other side of the field. You're not able to simulate a snap count. And, you know, there's a lot of philosophy across the country defensively of shifting and moving. And, you know, there can be some times where you're shifting and moving and you're saying things, and it could be something that's very close to being illegal. And it's been happening quite a bit, right? And you know, I wouldn't say that I'm upset with the way that it's been called, but it's a challenge. And the thing is, we work that, so there's no excuse. But we know that's philosophies across the country, that people want to do that to try to draw you off. So we're not going to make any excuses because we work that. We work shift calls, we work move calls all the time because we know that's absolutely something that happens. So it all comes down to that. I mean, when those guys come off and we talk to them about what calls did, it's communication on the other side of the ball. It's sudden movement communications that are happening. And we know it. We work it. It shouldn't happen. Every team we play does it. I mean, you'll see them shifting and moving all the time. I would imagine that after they see something like that, I would do it. And that, like, you know, Coach Gibbs, he's going to do it. They're three down front, I'll slide the four down front. I mean, it's a common way to do it, right? But people across the country are all doing the same thing, and they're not jumping off sides. So, I mean, it's no excuse. We just got to be more disciplined, right? Yes, I mean, it obviously had been something that we felt like was going to be a big advantage for us. And in terms of it being a disappointment, I think it's been disappointing for our players, for our coaches, our guys that are playing that position because they expect more out of themselves, right? But we're having to look at the bye week really helped us to really kind of understand, is there anything the opponents are doing to us that are taking away that rush? And the bottom line is there's some things that we see that we can utilize a little bit differently, but there's also some technique things that come into play. And being able to make sure that we shore up those technique issues, that's going to make a big difference in the pass rush, right? And the other thing is we got to do a much better job of hiding the game. We can't just show our opponent our hand all the time. When you show them your hand, they can turn the protection the right way. And now it's a lot harder for you to beat a man and have to get to the guy before the ball gets up quick. Everybody we play is throwing the ball kind of quick, so they can get it out pretty quick. But I feel really good about the work we did over by week. I know our defensive line in particular is taking it on their shoulders to get better. So we need that this week against a team that this kid can extend the play a lot, and he does it within the pocket. So we've got to be able to push the pocket, contain the pocket, and still be able to get to him and get him down a few times. He asked about the issues in the secondary and how you address them. Obviously, there were some things that we looked at as we went through those that three and a half, four week period, where we saw that there were some things that we felt like we did well and some things that we didn't do so well. So there'll be some things that we may not do as much or at all, and there'll be some things that we may major a little bit more in because we saw that we had our personnel fit that a little bit better. Obviously, we went back to the foundation of basic technique and trust, just trusting one another. Some of the issues that we face defensively have been guys trying to do too much, a guy trying to do his job and another guy's job. That's something that has plagued us in some of the big plays. So we've got to all do our job, trust the man to the next of us to do his job. And when we do that, we'll start seeing the success that we want to see. Defensively, they played really, really hard against those guys. I thought they've improved that. To me, that's the biggest improvement I've seen on this team is what they've done defensively. Yeah, they're a year older. Coach Gibbs had another year to develop them, which, he does a great job of that. They also are getting more turnovers. And, that was something that he was known for when he was at the University of Houston before they left to go there. They were pretty highly ranked in getting turnovers. So we have a challenge against us this week. Of taking care of the football against a team that's kind of made the persona of being able to take it away. So that was a big focus for us, understanding we got to take care of it on our side, and we got to get the ball out from them a couple times too. We got to be able to steal a possession or two against these guys because they are explosive offensively. Man, he's a unique guy. He's very, very intelligent. One of the nicest, softest spoken dudes I've ever been around in my life, but very, very, very intelligent. Might be one of the hardest workers I've ever been around. I think his alarm goes off around 2:30 in the morning. He's probably at the weight room by 3:30. I mean, there's a reason why he's not much younger than me, and he looks a heck of a lot better than me. He puts a little bit of work into it that I don't necessarily do. While he's a stud, he works extremely hard in everything that he does. I mean, he's in that office. He beats everybody to the office all day, every day. And, he's just a guy that's very unique in that he's a humble, hardworking dude. And, I love rooting for Cliff every week but one. And I'll give you three guesses as to which week that is. So we spent our normal time on Sunday and our normal time on Monday that we would spend on reviewing that last opponent. And then we went into full scout mode when we had already actually started that a little bit the week before. But going into, self-scout mode helped us make sure we knew that we were practicing the right things as we went into the next week. So really it's just a balance. You've got to stay. stay on your schedule to a certain extent, and then you got to start moving forward with looking at the body of work and then how you're going to improve it as you go down the stretch here. So the anytime you lose a dynamic guy, that's something that you wish you didn't have happen to you, right? And I hope Kiki's okay. I mean, I recruited Kiki. I mean, I know him out of Lufkin, Texas. We recruited him when I was at A&M. And he's a terrific talent. I think he's good for college football. I hope the kid's good, and I hope he's ready to play, because we want to play you at your best, but we don't want to play you at anything less than your best. And I want that kid to be able to have a great career, so hopefully he's healthy. But same thing for us, having a healthy Sims probably makes us better than not having a healthy Sims. So the thing about it is that you have enough depth behind you, and you have guys that can step in and do some things for you if a guy does go down. I think that's the ultimate challenge, because eventually, it's a violent game. You're going to have somebody go down, and I think the team that has a guy that's ready to go behind him that can keep you from losing that production is going to be the team that's going to help themselves the most. So, all right, thanks, guys.